Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales.
Your grandmother knit that for you?
Yes, she did.
Nice. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV!
That's right, Larry, we're on TV. And we're here to answer a question that's going to come in the form of a letter.
I'm tingly with anticipation.
I'll get it.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Right. Can I have the letter?
I'll just stick it through the mail slot.
Oh, you really don't need to do that.
No trouble. Don't mind a bit. Save your thanks. I'm only doing my job. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta.
What's it say?
Let's see. Dear Bob and Larry, my dad took me to the toy store and said I could pick out one thing. What gives? If he loves me, why can't I have everything? Ricky Trenton, New Jersey. Well...
Hello, television world! I hear you have a problem!
Oh, that sounds like our old friend Mr. Lunt!
I am not Mr. Lunt! I am Paco, the storytelling mule! I have come to tell you a story!
Cool!
Paco the what?
The storytelling mule. Listen up. Once upon a time, there was a squirrel named Dennis.
Dennis the squirrel?
I'll show him to you. Dennis the squirrel wanted a new nut, so he went to the nut store. Not only did he see a beautiful new nut there, but he saw a multitude of fine nuts. Uh-oh, the nuts fell down. Hang on. This isn't going so good. Wait while I go home and get more tape.
Paco, we need to keep the show rolling.
I'll be right back!
You know, I think I've got a story that just might do the trick for little Ricky. Watch this one.
Now, Madame Liberty was a sad little belly. She lived by herself in a house in a tree. Her butlers would show up each morning at 9. They'd open the door to hear Madam whine.
I'm so blue-cuckoo, blue-cuckoo, blue-cuckoo. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do.
She's so blue, blue, blue. She's so blue, she don't know what to do.
Her butlers, whose names were Bob and Larry, would help her with chores in her house in a tree. Bob would wash dishes for Larry to dry. Madam would stack them and then start to cry.
I'm so blue-cuckoo, blue-cuckoo, blue-cuckoo.
She's so blue she don't know what to do.
These dishes are faded, their edges are chipped. This world is on back weld and this one is flipped. These spoons are too tiny, these forks are no good. These knives have gone dull and don't slice like they should. My neighbors have nice things, I've seen them myself. In fact, I keep pictures up here on my shelf. Look at this new flatware of Monsieur Lagoons. And Monsieur Duplan has 12 Franklin mint spoons. And Philip Vampire went and bought a new sink. Why, he even has a disposal, I think. And look at this crockpot of Madame Lacrosse's and ceramic jars where she keeps all her sauces. Nice sauces.
She's so blue.
I'm so blue.
She's so blue.
These was a course of a typical morning. The things that Madame Blueberry had did not make her happy, so she would gaze at her mantle of pictures and cry for the things she wanted. She was a very blue berry. Her butlers would try to help her, but this did no good.
Now, Madame Blueberry, you have a lot to be thankful for. Good friends, a place to live, plenty of food, and you've got us.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Please, stop looking out the window and bring me my tea. Larry? Larry!
What do you suppose that is?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
Would you get that deal?
It's big.
Madam, there's someone here to see you. Allow us to introduce ourselves. We're neighbors.
We moved in down the street.
Some say we're the most delightful bunch of fellows
you'll ever want to meet.
And if you have a moment to spare, kind lady with beauty so rare, we'd like to take a minute or two on a topic of interest to you.
We represent the Stuff Mart,
an enormous land of goodies.
Would you mind if we stepped in, please?
Well, I...
And as associates of the Stuff Mart,
it looks like you could use some stuff.
Check it out.
If you want a big hat,
we got that.
If you need a tube of glue,
we got that too.
A 20-gallon wok,
they're in stock. And if you need refrigerators to keep extra mashed potatoes, or a giant air compressor to blow food by special dresser, or a dehydrated strudel, or a nose ring for your poodle, or a 5-pound can of tuna and some flippers to go scuba. Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby looba, here we go, scuba. Come on.
If you need a rubber hose,
we got those.
A rhododendron tree,
we got three.
A wraparound deck,
gotta check. But if you need a window scraper and a gross of toilet paper, or a ratchet set in pliers and surround sound amplifiers, and a solar turkey chopper, or a padded over chopper, flannel stretch for looking crunchy, and some rope for going bungee. Bungee, 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 bungee.
What we've mentioned are only just some
of the wonderful things yet to come.
These pictures you keep are so nice,
but you really should take our advice.
Happiness waits at the Stuff Mart.
All you need is lots more stuff.
So if I buy more things, that will make me happy?
I think that's true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You really, really ought to.
How could I afford not to?
Now you've got it.
Oh, great.
Venus waits at the Stuff Mart.
All you need is lots more stuff.
So there they were on their way to the Stuff Mart, when something caught Madame Blueberry's eye. It was a little girl sitting down to her birthday dinner with her family. But they did not have very much money. Instead of a nice treehouse, they had to live on the ground. And all they could afford for her birthday dinner was oatmeal and one small piece of apple pie. Surely they must be very sad to have so little, Madame Blueberry thought. But then, the little girl did something that surprised her very much.
I thank God for this day, for the sun in the sky, for my mom and my dad, for my piece of apple pie, for our home on the ground, for his love that's all around. That's why I say thanks every day, because a thankful heart is a happy heart. I'm glad for what I have, that's an easy way to start, for the love that he shares, 'cause he listens to my prayers. That's why I say thanks every day.
Madame Blueberry was confused. The little girl had so little, and yet she was happy. Madame needed to think about this for a while.
Ah, Madame, your kingdom awaits.
Maybe later. Say, the stuff mart was everything the salesman had made it out to be. This was the most glorious moment that Madame Blueberry had ever known. There was nothing she saw she could not have. Right away she found flatware just like Monsieur Lagoon's, and then a sparkling new set of Franklin Mint spoons. Then she spotted a crockpot like Madame Lacrosse's, and some ceramic jars to hold our health sauces. Not to mention a sofa like Edward and Tammy's and an entire collection of terry cloth jammies. It was not long before Madame Blueberry had collected everything she had pictures of. She had already filled up a dozen shopping carts, but she did not stop there. She kept going.
Madam, why don't we have these things delivered to your house while you keep shopping? It'll save time. 10% off delivery.
All right. That sounds good.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Oh, look! Air compressors!
Well, that about does it for me. What do you say we head home?
Oh, there are whole aisles we haven't even seen yet. No, I'm not leaving until I have everything I need to be happy.
Dad, look! It's the train set I saw on TV! The Casey Junior Deluxe with working lights on real livestock smell! Oh, that's what I really want. Can I get one, Dad? Huh? Please?
Oh, wow. That sure is a nice one. But it's an awful lot of money.
Yeah, but...
I don't think we can afford that right now, Junior.
But...
Is there anything else you'd like? How about a ball? We could get a ball today. What do you think about that?
Okay, a ball would be nice. We could play a set in the park later, right?
Sure, Junior.
Thank you, Dad, for our day, for our trip to the mall, for the time just with me, for my big red bouncy ball, for the fun that we had. I'm so happy you're my dad. That's why I say thanks every day.
Because a thankful heart is a happy heart.
I'm glad for what I have. That's an easy way to start.
For a God who really cares,
and he listens to our prayers. That's why I say thanks every day.
That's why we say thanks every day.
every day.
Well, now Madame was even more confused. How could this little boy be so happy after not getting what he really wanted? And why didn't she feel happy, even so she was getting everything she wanted?
Madam, I think you're going to enjoy our next aisle.
Toasted ovens!
It was at this moment that Madame Blueberry had a revolutionary thought.
I don't need a toaster oven.
Well, of course you don't need a toaster oven. I mean, really, who needs any of this stuff? But I think we both know that you want a toaster oven.
No, I don't. But at last, I think I know what I do want.
What?
I want what that little boy with the ball has, and what the little girl with a piece of pie has.
What's that?
A happy heart.
A what?
A happy heart. They both have happy hearts. What aisle are the happy hearts in?
I'm afraid
we don't have those.
Suddenly, it was all becoming clear. Maybe a happy heart does not come from a store. Maybe the kids were right. Maybe a happy heart is a thankful heart.
I've been so foolish. For so long, I have had so much. A roof over my head. Plenty of food. Good friends. But all I wanted was more, more. No more. There's a new Madame Blueberry in town, and she's going to be thankful for what she has.
For the tree.
We've got to stop those deliveries before it's too late.
Come on, Larry, grab a cart.
Hey there.
Hey.
Stop!
It's holding. I think it's going to hold.
Whoa, that was a close one. We'll take it from here, boys.
Thank you.
Well, at least your house is okay.
Oops.
Pie?
Of course I knew it. You said grab a card. I grabbed a card.
Well, there is no denying it was a sad, sad thing that Madame Blueberry's house had become a big pile of smashed sticks. But with her hard-working butlers and her nice new friends, Madame knew everything was going to be just fine. And most important of all, this once very blueberry was truly thankful that day for everything she had, and seemed, though it may have been the late afternoon light, not quite so blue.
Because a thankful
is perfect, Bob.
See, Ricky, your dad knows that having a bunch of stuff won't make you happy. Being greedy makes you grumpy. We're really happy when we're thankful for what we already have. Your dad's a smart guy.
Except for the time he was sure you had plenty of gas to make it through Death Valley, and the time he thought mayonnaise could be used as sunscreen.
We're out of time, Larry. Thanks for coming to my house. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye! Goodbye.
There was the time he used the car to pull that tree stump out of the yard, and the time he told your mom his love was all the gifts she needed on Valentine's Day.
Have you and Ricky been talking?
I get around.